The future practitioners of the criminal justice system do not see a rosy picture ahead. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, to Lisa J. Carter, assistant professor in the Department of Justice, Law, and Criminology at American University, explains why.
Criminal justice agencies across the country seek out diverse cohorts of well-educated employees to address recruitment, officer behavior, community relations, and retention issues. How do these future practitioners of diverse backgrounds perceive the criminal justice system? A recent study that I conducted with Jasmine Talley, a doctoral student at American University, showed that even those college students who aspire to work in criminal justice hold largely negative perceptions of the system, regardless of their own race, skin tone, or sex. Our study examined the tension between the shortage of qualified criminal justice practitioners and their awareness of the system's flaws. Analyzing data from our Shades of Justice project, we found that college students largely perceive the criminal justice system as functional, meaning that the system serves its purpose of protecting and enforcing the law, flawed, meaning that the system fails to meet expectations while recognizing that potential for growth and improvement exists, and, in the words of the students, meaning that pervasive inequalities and injustices are entrenched in the American criminal justice system and attempts at reform are ineffective and futile. While 80% of students describe the system as irreparably broken, darker-skinned students less often describe it as functional compared to their lighter-skinned counterparts. We believe that our research holds significant implications for policy, practice, and research. It encourages researchers and practitioners to consider race and skin tone as two distinct concepts that require different approaches and considerations. Criminal justice institutions interested in hiring college students may be more successful if they acknowledge the system's problems in their recruitment and retention strategies.
That was Talisa J. Carter of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.